Morgan Burnett and Brad both came in today with some hamstring soreness. They both are Kansas City week a couple of weeks back had their hamstrings injured. So we'll see how that goes. Being smart with those guys and really talking about the whole team. It's you get to that point. It's 48 hours and it's important for everybody to get themselves ready to play the game. Something we've always stressed when you come get off the field on Fridays. The opportunity now to physically get ready. So hopefully it's no more than that.
Are you at least a little worried there, or do you feel pretty good that 48 hours will be what those guys need?
I hope so. These are all medical situations, and this is really the feedback from our doctors and the player. So.
Mike, as far as behind Morgan, just how do you feel about MD and Jerron, where they're at right now?
Well, MD and Jerron have taken a lot of reps, played a lot of football throughout the preseason. So we're confident. We have a number of different personnel groups and so forth. So we're ready to go from that standpoint.
Mike, where's the 49ers linebacker group rank in terms of other linebacker corps you've had to game plan against?
Never really took the time to rank linebacker groups, but I'd say they're definitely one of the best. They're very similar. I mean, they even look alike. They're both very instinctive. The ability to recognize routes. They play a lot of match coverage. They do very well in particular matchups with the running backs and tight ends. So. The read and diagnosis is something you see they're very comfortable in, and they're both excellent tacklers. So, and good pressure players too. So they have the ability to make plays. And we're talking about the inside guys, right?
Huh?
You talking about just the inside linebackers, or
yeah, like the top.
Well, there you go. There's the report.
What have you thought of the rookie safety, Eric Reed?
Say again?
What have you thought of the rookie safety for Creed?
I thought we'd probably see Dahl, frankly, just watching the preseason. But, we really liked him coming out. He's got great range. So, good football player.
Mike, in what ways have you seen Robert Francois grow during his time here under Winston?
Robert Francois has really grown in pretty much every aspect of his professional being. I mean, just what he's done with his body. He's a different linebacker today than he was when he arrived here. The opportunity now to focus in on one position, I think, has really helped him. We played him both outside and inside. He's always been a tough, hard-nosed football player. He's done a very good job on special teams. So, utility player for us. Smart, tough. Love having him on our team.
How big of an asset is a number two quarterback as far as having that extra set of eyes during games, maybe pass along some stuff to Aaron?
Yeah, the number two quarterback. I mean, that's a big part of his role on Sundays is to be that extra set of eyes. The way we do it is he has to play the game. He has to be into the game and play in each and every snap as if he was in there. So, with that being said, he'll be able to see some things and communicate to Aaron. And then when Aaron does come to the sideline, to have input into the pictures and how the game's going. So, and especially with someone that has as much experience as Seneca Wallace, it's a real asset.
Mike, what makes you confident that David Bakhtiari is going to be able to step in as a rookie at left tackle? It's a hot corner, obviously, but what have you seen in him that?
I think the obvious with David is the fact that he's played every snap in preseason. So, I mean, what he's able to do is on film, and that's fine. There's going to be a number of rookies out there playing for the first time. Dave is playing against a premier player, Nolan Smith, no question about that. But, I have great confidence in him, and once again, it's a team game. And the fact that, he has to just, do his role and play his position.
What is it with Micah Hyde then that – he'll probably see a lot of snaps as well with Casey. What is it about Micah that makes you confident in being able to play him game one?
Micah, really from day one, has behaved like a rookie. I mean, he's come in here, has picked the scheme up seamlessly. You know, it's something you saw in college. He's very natural. Has made plays. I mean, he's made plays in every game, every scrimmage. There are not too many practices where you didn't walk off the field, where you didn't feel good about number 33. So he's done a very good job since the day he's arrived.
Mike, you said earlier in the week that Marshall Newhouse might very well see action. What scenario would that be? Is that in the case like of an injury were you referring to, or just?
I would never refer to a player potentially playing because of an injury. Marshall Newhouse, as I've stated, I view as a starter, which he has been here. So he may or may not play in the game. So as far as the scenarios and things like that, well, you know, that's what the game's that's why you play the game.
Last year after the playoff loss, Aaron Rodgers said it, and it was an interview a couple days later, that he thought the play-action quarterback was a fad and the defensive coordinators would figure out ways to stop it. You know, RG3, Russell Wilson, Kaepernick just kind of burst onto the scene last year. So do you think now that coordinators have had a whole offseason to study it, we'll see those guys' production go down at all?
Well, I think the most important thing when questions like that are asked, when are they being asked? And B, you know, you got to be able to separate the two. You know, all three of those young quarterbacks are good football players. So they're darn good quarterbacks. So any other part of it, you know, you're talking about a scheme. Will the defenses catch up to the scheme? Well, they'll have more time prepared for it. And now if the offensive, you know, scheme designers are able to stay one step ahead as they were at certain points of the season last year, then it's a credit to the offense. But, you know, so to me, they're really two different topics. You know, I think all three of those guys are going to be excellent players in this league. Now, how far will this scheme go and how much will it be used and how much success, you know, will determine really what happens in the games. You know, everybody's been prepared for it, and I'm sure they're trying to advance it. So, and that's the beauty of Sundays.
Good morning.
Mike, last year before San Francisco, you said the team had established its brand and you were taking that to San Francisco. Now, what's the brand that you'd like to take there?
The reality is it's two different years. And we're talking about week one as opposed to a football team last year that had played 16 games. You know, so every team's different. Every season's different. You know, the way you go through a season, what happens to your team, how it grows, it forms a certain identity. So really your identity and your personality is, in my opinion, is what's formed in the first quarter of the season.
Thank